Hi, this is Miriam Castilla, and welcome to the Manifesting Playground for Soulful Women in Business, the place where we practice the art and science of effectology, which is all about marrying the magical with the practical so you can have more money and more time the easy way without all the hustle. Right, let's talk about what the problem with goals is, because if you've set goals in the past that you haven't achieved, you know how frustrating it can be. You set this beautiful, big, exciting goal, a little bit scary maybe, you put it out there, you start doing everything you need to do to achieve it, and as time goes on, it just seems to get further and further away. And it becomes really disheartening and can be quite crushing. So there are two problems with goals, and they are, number one, there's this time issue. You're here and you set a goal for there. And what that means is it gives you all this time, all this opportunity to notice that it's not here yet, to start worrying, to start second guessing, to start doubting. So the time is a real issue because it gives you time to basically screw things up. And the second issue with it is that there is the gap between who you are now and what you have now and what it is you want to achieve and who you want to be at the other end. So these two things combine, and that means that you have all this time to notice the gap. And the more time there is, the more likely you are to notice the gap and the more that is likely to get your attention. So as time goes on, your focus starts moving away from the goal that you're all excited about when you set it, and you start focusing on the gap, the lack of it, the fact that it's not even here yet. And that gets your attention more and more, and it actually starts to train your vibration. You start feeling the lack, the worry, the fear. And so what then actually happens is that you are vibrationally a match to the lack of it rather than what you do need to do, which is vibrationally become a match to having the goal. So the way that goals will totally work for you is if you forget about focusing on the thing and start focusing on who you need to be to achieve that goal, and actually make that your work and make that your focus. The goal is the end result. And yes, there's going to be things that happen along the way. And if it's a dollar amount, there will be $1 at a time, or lots of them all at once, that come into the equation. And we tend to expect that that's a linear thing. So, you know, we get halfway and we go, oh, but I'm not at the halfway dollar amount. Well, who says that you can't make the whole lot on the very final day? But we don't think like that. And the more time we have, the more we start worrying and second guessing and doubting. So if you are going to set goals, forget about the amounts and the exact thing that it is you're looking to achieve, and just worry about becoming the person who is a perfect match to having that goal. And if you can do that, if you can make that your focus, then the thing has to happen. The reality has to shift because you are the creator of your life. So I'd love to hear from you. Have you set a goal? How do you go with goals? Do you find that short-term goals you're pretty good with? Long-term goals, you know, the wheels fall off. Do you find that the bigger goals, they get you all excited at the beginning, but maybe you don't hit them? I'd love to know what your experience is. And have you actually thought about approaching it simply from the standpoint of, if I want to have this thing, who do I need to become to have it, and make that your focus? So all of this starts by connecting to what's actually important to you, why it is you want that end result, so that you can start becoming that version of you. So you start resonating at that level, becoming that electromagnetic being that's putting out that vibration, right? So connecting to what it is that's actually important to you about that end result is the most powerful way to get started. And that is why I have created a beautiful core values, Uncover Your Core Values mini DIY course. You can do it at home. I'm there to guide you. There's a video, there's a meditation, and there's the step-by-step process that I actually take my clients and my students through in my paid programs. And you can do it all by yourself at home and start really powerfully connecting to the version of you that has the end result. And then everything else will get so much easier. So grab that from the link in the description. I shall see you next time. And until then, keep on embracing your beautiful and unlimited potential. Bye.